Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. Thanks to Dave Radio, as ever. This afternoon, special broadcast happening very soon, in the next hour, over the next hour. Got a live band coming to play for us called Freak Dream, duo from Vancouver, fresh off of a European tour. So they're in shape, they're ready to go. Tune in to Facebook and Instagram. I believe they'll both be streaming this live set, which is great. And they're going to be playing in the next 10 minutes or so to kick things off here. As we wrap up getting ready for this, I'm going to play a song from an album that's being released today, which is Chris Riffick's new album called Postseason, release show tonight at Red Gate. And we're going to listen to a song called Have to Want to start things off. And then on the other side, come back, Freak Dream will be ready to go, and we will get it started with the live set. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Have to Want to, from the new Chris Riffick LP called Postseason, released today, release show tonight at Red Gate, so please do go check that out. Now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, and next thing we're going to hear is a live performance from local duo Laptop Funk, duo Freak Dream, fresh off the European tour. They're here, they're ready, patiently awaiting my signal, and we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're modern. So enjoy. This is Freak Dream Live, and then on the other side, whatever time we have left in the hour, we'll have a brief chat with the group.
You're listening to CITR. We're Freak Dream. Here we go.
Can't connect.
Yeah, I watch it play. side. With power, red face. Come on, help us. Yes, die.
ITR. Here's another jam. Having a great time. We're at the University of British Columbia. Shit is coming out of a laptop, so not totally live, and we're fixing a cymbal right now. and I'm tuning and bantering on the radio on 101.9 CITR. And here we go. This is a new song. Here we go. listening to CITR. We're still a creature. Here's another new one. Got a few more. This one is a dancing song, kind of, so, you know, if you're driving your car or just sitting in your office or whatever, maybe you want to, like, boogie a little bit in your seat, This is a song called Do You Now. We're Freak Dream. Thanks for having us. Thank you, university students that are outside this room listening and eating your lunch. This song is called Get Up. It's from our first EP. Here we go.
Thank you.
Freak Dream. Thank you for listening in Radio Land. Thank you, Andy. Take it.
Uncle, the rumor of witchcraft is all about. I think you'd best go down and deny it yourself. The parlor's packed with people, sir. I'll sit with her.
And what shall I say to them? That my daughter and my niece I discovered dancing like heathen in the forest?
Uncle, we did dance. Let you tell them I confessed it, and I'll be whipped if I must be. But they're speaking of witchcraft.
UBC Theater and Film presents The Crucible by Pulitzer Prize winner Arthur Miller.
Join us March 15th to 31st for the last play of the season at the Frederick Wood Theater.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Miss Beth Ditto, frontwoman of indie rock band Gossip, on March 28th at the Imperial. Ditto will be performing tracks from her debut solo album, Fake Sugar, with special guest Shun. Tickets are available now at livenation.com. Born out of an initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians, Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette. Wow, that's a pretty fast year flew by. Remember all those good times you had at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine? Well, we do. We're hosting our annual general meeting and volunteer appreciation party on Wednesday, March 28th from 6 to 9-ish p.m. in the atrium of the AMS Nest. This is an annual event where our glamorous community comes together to celebrate the last year, start looking ahead, and acknowledge the fantastic contributions of all of our volunteers. There's going to be a beer garden with lots of free drink tickets for members, food provided by AMS Catering, short presentations by station staff and student exec, prizes, karaoke, and so much more. I'll see you there.
Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. If you've been tuned in for the last half hour or so, then you just heard a live set from Freak Dream, local duo, and they're here in the studio with me. How's everybody feeling?
Great. Hey, pretty good.
Warm. Pretty good.
A little sweaty.
Yeah.
It's warm. It's understandable. Yeah. High energy set. What is the descriptor that you'd want before Freak Dream? Ideal descriptor.
Well, I don't know. We've in Europe, people are calling us laptop punk. I don't know
laptop
if that's
punk. Okay,
like that's okay. That's as good as anything, I guess.
All right. Yeah, so local laptop punk duo.
Yeah, sure. We'll take that.
All right. Sweet. So yeah, thanks for doing that. That was great.
Thank you.
It's a bit odd playing in a kind of an empty space because it is a very high energy, performative kind of.
Totally. Yeah, it was kind of fun though. I felt like I had to like rock a bit, but not the most. You know, it's like actually we could play a show, and I just could try and play guitar well instead of trying to look like I'm flailing.
Yeah. Okay. Ton. So it could have gone a few other levels than what we saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. If you didn't see it or hear it, one, there will be a podcast up very soon. But also, we were doing live streams of that. And those are watchable afterwards as well.
Yeah.
I know at least the Facebook Live ones are, and that's what CITR had. So
Sweet.
You can go and check that out. Also, you were just on tour in Europe.
Yeah.
It's a big thing that just happened. You had at least a compilation video. Are there more videos that are going to be full videos coming out from?
We have an album that's going to come out not till the fall, and we've got a music video we've shot for that. So that's all sort of going to be a little while until that all gets revealed. But
like us and follow us,
and you'll be updated.
I mean, we do have more footage from the show. It's basically Ryan just kind of cut together. Because we're playing along to some backing tracks, we realized that like everything is to a click. So we could just like line up all the shows perfectly and just cut between the different different shows. So there's a clip for Do You Now, one of the songs we played.
Great. How was that whole thing?
Touring Europe was super fun.
We had the world's tiniest touring vehicle. We had a Fiat Panda, if anyone's an automotive aficionado.
Ryan had like a 14-inch kick drum or something tiny like that, and I had like these tiny little practice amps. But it was cool because we just did everything super cheap, and also like it was cool to just like have an excuse to play like 18 shows in a row, and people seemed to like it. So I don't know. Yeah. We're hoping to do it again like pretty soon because it was pretty rad. And also like, you know, compared to touring, I don't know, it's just like even we had like a bad show in Berlin, but like who cares? We're in Berlin. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Sort of a guaranteed positive outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sweet. Any that you can mention on air, fun highlights or lowlights that would be entertaining to hear.
I guess the funny lowlight is our one show where we played to like two people in Switzerland in this like restaurant, and like
they were two very nice people. Well, I mean, there's a third person. It was an older woman who was trying to drink a glass of wine.
Yeah,
she eventually left the room.
But anyhow, they were like they really didn't want to hear the kind of music that we usually play, so we just like played some like
Neil Young.
Yeah, I played some like Neil Young. I think I played a Tragically Hip song. So that was the low light kind of. And then we got stuck
like
in a
constant craving or something
like
that.
Truly bringing Canada out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were repping the.
I played a little instrumental version of Ahead by a Century while I was trying to figure out what. Because we had a guarantee, so we had to play something.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's a low light.
You floored Chaudafon at karaoke later in the evening.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So then that was the thing. Even at that show, like where it was terrible, people were still super nice, and
we got
like,
free
took us out
after.
To party.
And
yeah,
it was like okay.
Yeah, great. So that was cool, and I don't know. Highlights was pretty much everything else. I don't know what would you. I don't even know what our best show was. Bristol was really
cool.
Hamburg was really fun.
ADM in Amsterdam was great.
Oh, yeah, we played this. Yeah, that was kind of a highlight for me, this place in Amsterdam. The ADM is like this crazy 100-person squat with all these. It's like an abandoned shipyard, and they've been squatting it for like 20 years. And there's all these like, you know, psychedelically painted vehicles that people live in and stuff. And they do a big potluck dinner every Sunday night and have bands play, and we play it. And that was super fun times.
Yeah,
and we made friends with this artist. What's her name from Poland?
Isabella?
Yeah, what's
but
her artist name?
I forget now off the top of my head.
Kyoku. Anyhow. So it was just a super fun night hanging out.
Leon was great, too.
We had a really good promoter in Leon.
Awesome guy named Ben and a great band called Surya Benali that we played with.
Yes. His promotion's company is called Les Briques de Néon, which apparently means, like, the bricks of, like, nothingness or of, like, hopelessness or something. Okay. But, super cool promoter who also did a show for Tunic, band from Winnipeg, who's playing here on Tuesday, I believe. So
really?
There's a little...
I like Tunic. That's
great. They're playing here on Tuesday at Stylus. So.
Oh, sweet. Great. Okay.
Shout-outs to Tunic, playing in Lyon and in Vancouver, just like us.
Wow. Something in common. All right. Great. We're quickly out of time, but thank you for coming again.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. And any last comments where people can find your music? Timeline of when to look out for new album.
There's like an EP that's been out for a year. You can find that on Bandcamp and on Spotify and all that, on everything. Just search for Freak Dream.
And later in April, we were playing Verboten.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a really great festival that people should buy tickets to.
Yeah. April Verboten Festival is going to be a whole bunch of like cool post-punk and gothy stuff and EBM and things like that, which Rob from Weird Candle and Wirespine is putting together. So that's our next big local show. I forget exactly when in the festival we are, but come out to that one. And then, in the fall, we're going to put out an album and hopefully tour it a bunch and stuff.
Great. Cool. All right. Yeah. So signing off here, we're going to play some Joe Past.
Yeah.
Playing. Got new Sub Pop signee. He's got a video. Going to play this song.
Pretty cool guy.
MDM.
That's a good one.
And, well, that's the only one that you can find on the album thus far.
No, yeah, that's the single.
So, yeah.
But they're playing tonight at Fortune. So go watch my old pal Joe in the Past.
Yep, as part of Juno Weekend.
Yes.
Big weekend.
Yeah, there's so many shows this weekend. It's crazy.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael Bublé, for being here. All right, stay tuned. And Joe Past tonight also played earlier in the show. Chris Riffick's album released tonight. Let's go out to that. And a million other shows happening for Juno Weekend.